This is the Truth Network.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show.
With today's guest host, our Christian Body Shop Guy, Jerry Mathis.
I say this calls for action, and now.
Gonna save all my money.
Good morning and welcome to Christian Car Guy Radio. This morning, as I just heard, I'm Jerry Mathis. I'm Ray's Body Shop and Wrecker Service, sitting in for Robbie. Robbie's at a car show this morning. I think it may have been, and I did not talk to him, but I think it may be in Georgia. So I'm hoping that they're safe, and with all the storms coming through and the hurricane coming through, there's a lot of people right now and hurting and a lot of people in danger still. And just lift them up in prayer for sure. Also this morning, we're gonna kind of talk a little bit about our faith and sort of going back to the basics. And when I said going back to the basics, putting this show together, the first thing I thought about was how a lot of things in life we should go back to the basics. And one of them is in NASCAR. I think with if you're in the Winston-Salem area and are a NASCAR fan, you'll know the big news was the fact that they're bringing the Clash in February back to Bowman Gray Stadium, probably the most historical track in the NASCAR circuit, and they took over the management of it this past year. But they're bringing the Clash that they'd had in L.A. back to Winston-Salem at Bowman Gray. And then over the course of the last few years, they've also opened back up and run North Wilkesboro. And I think next year they're going to run a couple sanctioned races at Rockingham, which is back to, like I say, that's getting back to the basics. I think that, from me on the outside looking in, I think, you know what, well, that's got to be a good move because they're kind of going back to what their fan base is, back to their roots. And when I sit there and I thought, well, who am I going to get to come in and just kind of talk a little bit about that? Well, sitting in front of me right now, got Junior, and I'll let him introduce himself, and then Mark. And when I really think about Mark, I think about all the way that NASCAR is intertwined with Pulliam's Hot Dogs. I mean, you go up there and you... you maybe mentioned some of this more detail and more, but you go inside that restaurant and stuff, and you look on the walls and on the ceiling, all the NASCAR stuff. And I mean, those roots are definitely deep into NASCAR, and there's a lot of decisions in NASCAR that I know for a fact was made up there on that little lunch counter. But Junior, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Good morning. I'm AC Reynolds Jr. And I've been in automobiles all my life, and it's always an honor to serve here and talk to Jerry and to the public about what's going on in the country, what's going on with you, what's going on with us, and hopefully you'll understand some things we say today and take them home, or if you're driving or either just at home, listen to us and respond to anything you want to that we talk about today.
Yeah, as Junior said, yeah, please respond. This is a call-in show, so got a pen, pencil, write this number down, 866-348-7884. Again, 866-348-7884. Mark?
And I'm Mark Flint, owner of Pulliam's Barbecue, located up toward the Smith Reynolds Airport. Yeah, we're going to see what we can do to make an enjoyable radio broadcast for you today, and remember what Jesus Christ has meant to you. You know, hope that we can open someone's heart and what we have to say to lead them to Christ. And just sit back, like I said, call in and give us your opinions, or got a question, give us a call.
Yeah, and as I said, I want to kind of just talk a little bit about just being back to the basics. And I think about some of the scripture and stuff. I think about Psalms 1, where it says, "Lord, we praise you. You speak this world into being. You created us. Your words are powerful. Your word brings life, hope, peace, and mercy. We pray that we will be delighted in your words and teaching, that we will meditate on it day and night. Be like a tree planted by the stream of water, which yields fruit in the season, and whose leaves do not wither. And I think, you know what, when I read that and stuff, it just reminds me how we need to make sure that we're still plugged in beside that stream and stuff, that we need to continue to be growing. We need to continue to bear fruit. And sometimes I think, that's what I say, we need to get back to the basics. I think we live in a world that has got so far from that in so many ways. There's so many voices out there, so much stuff that we're hearing, so much pressure on us of what it is to be successful in life. You know, sometimes I think as a Christian, we need to just kind of take a step back and realize what's important. Get back to the basics. And as we speak right now, I have Fonda, I think is on, I mean, Fonda is on the phone. Before Fonda comes on, and I just want to get her to spend just a few minutes, the first segment, talking about suicide prevention. Very few people know this, but September was Suicide Prevention Month. Fonda Bryant, with her Wellness Action Recovery nonprofit, is probably one, I mean, it's helped me, I can't tell you how much, just kind of understanding that issue and stuff and just how widespread it is. And I'm just going to go ahead and get Fonda on and let her have the floor for a moment. Fonda, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How you doing?
I am doing great. We're dry and we're safe. And like I said, a lot of prayers for a lot of people are hurting right now.
Yes, and it's taking a toll on their mental health. Anytime you have a catastrophe, it takes a toll on people's mental health because, you know, a lot of people are going to have to start over. They're going to be worried with finances, and those are two major things that people worry about, and it can take you down that, unfortunately, dark path. So I hope everybody's doing well, and I just hope that everybody can get back on track and, you know, get their lives back together.
Yeah, and it's kind of a funny thing this morning, as I was telling Junior and Mark that you was going to be on the first segment. Junior is a veteran, and he pulled out his card. And Junior, tell me what the card said, because it just really hit home and really touches a segment of society that kind of gets overlooked in this in a lot of ways.
There's a program called Be the One, and it's concerned to our veterans. And appreciate your veteran. Thank you, or pat on the back, or just a smile. But be the one to maybe correct them on the path they're going. And here's how to be the one. To ask veterans in your life how you're doing. Two, to listen when a veteran needs to talk. And three, reach out when a veteran is struggling. That's three key things. PTSD is not a fake illness. It's a serious illness that affects you in ways that a lot of people don't understand. You just put in your mind, be the one. You see a veteran, see a hat, a man with a hat, that's the veteran, a shirt. Just thank him. You don't have to say for what, just thank him. He may be waiting on that moment at the moment you say it. And I'm proud to be a veteran. I've served, but I love my country. And I love where our country started when I was young. And we'll get to that, bringing back what we need to bring back to this country.
Absolutely. And Junior, I mean, just reading that, is some of the stuff just is exactly what some of the training I've gone through with Fonda that really focuses on. And Fonda, I know you have got a lot of irons in the fire. And you know what? And it is because of the passion you have for that. Go ahead and just kind of tell us what's going on and what kind of things or opportunities that people have. And before I let you do that, and I'm going to mention this at the end too, how people can get plugged in. I know that I will say this. I've been to Fonda's in-person live training. And if you have an organization, a group of people, students, co-workers, civic group or church group, if you could get her to come in, it can be life-changing for your organization and open a lot of eyes. And Fonda, I'll let you take it from there.
Well, thank you, Jerry, and I really appreciate it. You know, like I tell everybody, mental health has no face, neither does suicide. And when I talk to people a lot of times, the biggest thing I let everybody know, we need to be kind. The media, a lot of times when they are going to do a story on suicide or mental health, they'll always put up a picture of us looking really down and depressed, which we can look that way. But many of us will put on a mask a lot of times and pretend like everything's okay when it's not okay. So the thing is with me is, besides being an advocate for mental health and suicide prevention, I'm also an advocate for being kind, you know, treating people like you'd like to be treated. And I have this rule of mine that says, take 20 seconds. And if you're going to say something to someone that's ugly, going to make them feel less than, you know it's going
to
put them
Fonda,
down.
Fonda, can I get you, hold on, going to a break, can I get you to stay online to this next segment?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Going to save all my money.
Welcome back, Christian Car Guy Radio. Once again, a call-in show, 866-348-7884. I'd promised Fonda that I would only keep her for one segment, but I've done asked her to stay over another segment. Hope she don't mind. I know that she'll be getting ready to leave Charlotte, coming to Winston for the Wake Forest football game today, and because we got to beat up on some raging Cajuns, I hope. But Fonda, again, just tell us some of the stuff that's going on. And as I was doing the break, I was telling Junior and Mark, you know, it's something that sometimes it's obvious and you see it, and sometimes you don't see it. I mean, I've struggled a few weeks back when I had one of my employees commit suicide, and it was tough, and I still kind of struggle. All my guys at work still struggle with it to a certain extent, but it just, in a way, I guess sometimes you just don't see it. People are able to disguise stuff pretty good, but then a lot of times they put a lot of red flags out there.
Yes, you do. Like I always tell people, we're not all flailing our arms and, oh my God, I'm gonna kill myself. It can be something very subtle. And if you recall in the QPR training, I always tell people the more clues and signs observed, the greater the risk. And sometimes it's as simple as just going up to somebody, because we might say, hey, how are you doing? Or how are you doing today? But we don't take the time to stop and hear the answer. We just kind of say it and keep it moving or make it short. And sometimes just asking someone, just simply caring, which I taught y'all in training, simply caring can save someone's life. You can text somebody and say, hey, how are you doing today? And they text you back and they say, I'm straight. I'm okay. I'm all right. Be willing to pick up that phone and call them and say, hey, are you sure you're all right? Are you sure you're okay? I'm here to listen. Because sometimes we don't need y'all to fix stuff. And we definitely don't need judgment. And that's why a lot of times people really don't come and open up and share with people, is because fear of judgment. We don't need to hear, well, you need to be doing this or you should be doing that. And if I were you, sometimes we just need that listening, caring ear. And that's something when I do QPR training, I give y'all that homework assignment. You know, check on people. Who haven't you checked on in a while? Because simply checking on somebody and letting them know that they matter can make all the difference.
Absolutely. And I know you have let me just say one thing real quick before. Again, what I mentioned earlier, if you are a civic group or church group, Fonda, having her come in and do a live in-person training session, and also if you're a youth group, I mean, me and Fonda have talked about this a lot, is our kids and stuff, what they're facing and the temptations and the pressure that they have and the suicide. If you look at the numbers, and I don't have them in front of me, but Fonda could probably spew them off pretty easily, our kids, that suicide rate is just, it's mind-boggling. But if you have a group, man, I encourage you. You can go to wellnessactionrecovery.org and get information and put a request out there and just seek more information about having Fonda come in for in-person training. But also, I'm going to let Fonda just also speak. She also does a lot of free online training. And by me even saying that, I'm also going to put another plug in that Fonda didn't ask for. But you can also go to the www.wellnessactionrecovery.org and donate, because when she's doing those free online sessions and stuff. She's not getting paid for them and stuff, but also if people could donate to that cause, it may give the opportunity to have more of those and be able to save more lives. I think we never know who is hearing it and whose life that may be able to be saved because somebody got the message on what to do and reached out to somebody that they knew and that's in their realm of whatever they do. You know, it may be somebody they work with or a family member or whatever it may be in their realm of influence that they may be able to be the one that can speak some encouragement into them. And Fonda, I'm gonna give you back the floor.
Okay, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And I have a class coming up in October, so it's going to be October 19th online from 12 to 2, 2 hours. And what QPR training does, first off, it stands for question, persuade, refer. It's similar to CPR. CPR is to help somebody in a medical emergency, and so is QPR, to help somebody in medical emergency, because mental health, it's physical health. So in the 2 hours, what you will learn is, number one, how to recognize the signs of someone who may be in crisis or suicidal. Two, help gauge your own mental health. Three, if you pick up on the signs early enough, you can prevent somebody from going into crisis or becoming suicidal. And the fourth thing it does, it gives you that confidence to leap into action like a superhero and help somebody through a difficult time. Because a lot of times in that moment, we feel no one cares and no one understands. And over half the people who die by suicide have a treatable mental health condition, anxiety, depression. Depression is the number one debilitating disease, but it's also the number one disease that can take us down that road of suicide. And so, again, you don't know what someone is going through. So that's not a time to be judgmental. It's a time to listen and to be about action to help that person. So if anybody is interested in the training, it's going to be, as I said, October 19th, Saturday from 12 to 2. You don't need to register, but I urge people, you need to be on time and take the entire training. You get a 2-year certificate, you're a certified gatekeeper, and you get a QPR booklet. So you can reach out to me also on social media under ProudMom72. On Instagram and Twitter, and then on Facebook as Fonda Bryant. And something you were saying earlier, Jerry, about the suicide stats among our youth, we're really in crisis with them. And a lot of times, children and teenagers, and even in college, they're afraid to come and open up to their parents because, again, fear of judgment. And with the suicide stats right now, one of them that really was alarming to me, the stats just came out to what age group was calling 988 the most, the crisis text, the crisis hotline. And it was 13 to 17-year-olds have the highest call-in rate to 988. Wow. Over 6,500 just in North Carolina alone in a 12-month period. So you know what that lets me know? Parents aren't listening. They're not hearing what their kids are saying. And as I tell y'all in QPR training, if kids do not feel comfortable enough, including college students, to come and talk to you about the small stuff, they're not going to come and talk to you about the big stuff.
All right. Well, Fonda, I'll let you go because I know you'll be getting ready to head up to Wake for the game and drive safe. But again, a couple times before the show's over, I'm going to give that information and hope that you'll go online, register to take the training online. And that date is October what?
October 19th from 12 to 2.
Thank you, Fonda.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Here come the Dutch boys.
Those good guys are back.
With a look in their eye.
They mean business this time.
Their deals are great. Now's the time to buy.
Welcome back to Christian Car Guy Radio. Again, it is calling show 866-348-7884. I'm Jerry Mathis, Christian Body Shop Guy from Ray's Body Shop and Wrecker Service. And Junior, Mark, one of the things I like to try to always do when I get the opportunity is I think about for the last 5 or 6 weeks or 4 weeks, whatever is the biggest question that rolls through my door as far as relates to auto repair and stuff. And one thing I always say is also find a body shop or record service or mechanic shop that you are familiar with, that you know, that you can trust in your area, because it's going to save you money in the long run.
You better make sure, too, that you see what they're – get your bill pre-done by some of these people, because they will lay it on you on your towing. And AC knows where I'm coming from on the – Yeah. But some of them can charge you just for the towing to get that car to that body shop.
And that's why it's so important, Junior will tell you, and Mark will tell you, it's having that relationship with somebody that you can know that you can call and trust. I always tell people, you know, it doesn't – I tell all of our customers, you know, keep a card, keep it. We have these little folder things to put in your glove box and stuff. A crisis when you're in an accident or a breakdown, things aren't going well for you and you're in a crisis, and it's hard to remember that stuff. You just need to have it where you can reach for it, and or your wife or your daughter, your son will know where it's at and know who to call, because it's going to save you a lot of money. And Junior's from that world too, as being president of Record Association for many, many years, how many complaints he had to, you know, get in the middle of and try to get people to be happy, and towing companies that didn't treat people right, and body shops that didn't treat, mechanical shops that didn't, but it's an issue.
You get that information Jerry just talked about, who you want to take care of your possession, one of your biggest investments you got is your automobile, and put it with your registration and your insurance. Just put it right in there with that. So when you pull that out, if you're not injured or something, you're going to see it, and you tell the police officer or highway patrol, hey, this is who I want to get my car. Can you call them? And they will. And there's something that I'm sitting here watching Jerry and hear him talking about, and a light bulb went off.
Uh-oh.
That don't happen.
Watch out, Mark.
It don't happen very much, but.
I didn't bring my sunglasses.
Jerry and I have been in the same business for many years, his family, my family. There's something Jerry and I would need to really look at. We need to make a booklet in case of an accident. What do I do with my vehicle? It's just a pamphlet, and we ought to make the insurance companies print this book, and each time they sell a policy, give that book to that person buying their insurance policy. So that would help them save money. And, you know, the insurance company, they're in the business saving money. They don't like writing them checks. So that would be a plus for them. That's my opinion. And but I think that would really work if your insurance company would help you decide what to do in case of a crash or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, when I said, I think of things that came through the door, most frequent things, a couple things that's popped up over the last few weeks with customers coming in. One thing is, every state's different, but everybody has the minimum insurance coverage. And years ago, that was no real issue, because if you'll know, state of North Carolina, it hasn't changed. In most states, it hasn't changed. But that minimum coverage now, Mark, you go out and buy a new car, you're not going to get one for, it's $25,000 ain't going to buy you that car, probably. Yeah. I mean, you know, something nice. A lot of cars out on the road are worth or cost a whole lot more than that. Well, people are buying insurance and are getting hit by somebody with minimum coverage. They don't have enough insurance to cover, to repair somebody who has some of these cars, 50, 60, some of these trucks, $70,000 you're paying on these vehicles or more, and somebody gets hit with the minimum coverage, legal coverage, it isn't enough to repair your car. So then they're having to go back on their insurance, and they don't have enough insurance neither. Make sure you have a agent you can sit down with, talk it through, know what kind of value you have on the vehicles you have. Don't worry about as much what somebody hit, but if somebody hits you and don't have enough, they're going to come back and you're going to have to do it through your collision claim and stuff, because they don't have the coverage. And if you don't have enough and they don't have enough, there's many cars that came through the shop, and especially in the last few months, I've had quite a few. There was a struggle because there wasn't enough coverage, wasn't enough money in either policy to cover to repair the vehicle. That's a bad place to be in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that is, people dropping collision insurance. Used to be, and I know that, Mark, when you had a car and it had 5 or 6 years, what did you want to do? The first thing you do is save that money and do what?
Just get liability.
Yeah. Well, now it's it's so expensive to repair these cars. I tell people now, you need to change that philosophy. You need to go ahead and keep collision on a vehicle, because until it gets to be 20, 30 years old, but when this thing's 15, 20 years old, you're probably better off keeping that collision on it, because it's just so hard and expensive to replace them and to repair them that our mindset needs to change. So that's a couple of things that came through the door at Ray's Body Shop and Record Service. I wanted to share this and hopefully save some money. Now we're going back to the saying, going back to the basics. We talked about in our faith, we need to get back to the basics. I think as Christians, we've got away from that. And I think that brought us into, what's going to tie this into the Christian car guy is NASCAR. And I think they're going back to the basics. And I got two guys that I was excited about having them to hear stories. Reynolds Garage, I've seen the old pictures of A.C. Reynolds Sr. at Bowman Gray with the Jeeps with the tow hooks behind. Well, I don't even know if you call them tow hooks. It was like an I-beam welded to the side of it or something.
Wood bumper in the front.
Yeah, wood bumper. So he's a lot of roots at Bowman Gray Stadium. Mark with Pulliam's Barbecue. Mark, how many deals do you think have been made at that counter eating a Pulliam's hot dog? And every now and then they may eat a barbecue.
I couldn't begin to tell you, because I remember just growing up seeing Ralph C. Graves and Bill Sr. and Annie and Bill Jr. and T. Wayne Roberts and all of them come up. Because that's what they want to do, is come get a hot dog. And they'd sit over in the corner, and people said there's no telling how many rules have been changed or made right there in the corner of that old building.
So if you need to make a really big decision, I'll tell you, go up to Pulliam's. It's just not far away, right here on the north side of Winston. Get you a hot dog, a bottle of cheer wine, and that'll be the time. Pray about it and make that decision at Pulliam's. If you don't want to eat inside, you can go outside.
That's
if it's
right.
A nice day, and eat on a outdoor dining on the stump.
That's right.
One thing about what Mark just mentioned is Ralph Seagrass. When you saw Ralph, he was either at Pulliam's eating a hot dog, or he's at the Highway Patrol Office on Silas Creek Parkway. One of the other places, he'd be there.
Yeah, it's been a blessing to have all to be involved in NASCAR the way that I have been able to be, and the thing that I've been able to see. And of course, you know, there's still things that are a lot of hush-hush, you know, that, and I don't blame them for it, you know. Not telling me when they come by and they're here for some meet, and they call me the next day and say, I'm sorry, I just couldn't tell you what we were doing in Winston. I said, well, I understand, but, I mean, I wouldn't tell by no means. I'm not going to be the one that...
Oh, wasn't I actually, right between us and the listeners, it'd be a big secret. We won't tell anybody.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject NASCAR, I want to put a question out to the audience, and I want somebody to call in. Now, don't none of y'all answer this, because I know you know. I want to know what our other racetrack was in Winston-Salem. Our other racetrack in Winston-Salem.
One or two. I know of two.
Well, that's right. It was Bowman Gray.
Well, no, I know of two other ones.
No, I only know of one. So you got two
others. I know of one other. I know where there's two of them. There were two?
Mm-hmm.
Now that I don't
know. I won't say it. We'll wait till we go to break, and I'm gonna tell you what. There's right. Two. So
I mean, I remember where the one was.
Yeah, and on the race car.
What he tells me, I probably know, but I mean, it, right now it's not registering with me where the other one would have been.
Daddy had two race cars, and he raced at both tracks. Cotton Call. I'm sure a bunch of you out there know Cotton Call. All those people. Cotton was one of his drivers, and he worked for Dad. And then Jake, Daddy's brother, drove the other car.
Oh, yeah.
And Daddy finally gave up and said, look, you guys want these cars, you can have them. I'm tired of spending money on them. So Cotton kept his and Jake kept his. But Daddy got out of the racing business that, because he had just started his business and got into that. He thought he'd make some money. But he thought it cost him more than he could handle it.
The light bulb went off in my head. Jerry, I know where the other one was. Yep, there was two.
Yeah. Don't spill the beans yet. But, you know, we sit there and you think about it. And even I thought it was kind of really neat. I went online after the announcement and stuff, and I saw where, and I'm drawing a blank, President of NASCAR now, was up at
Well, you had Ben Kennedy up there, which is at least the Kennedys, which is Bill's
Well, I guess, yeah,
son.
He's not the president, but he's over there.
He's
on the way
he's
up.
He's next in line.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
All right, we'll be right back. And if anybody knows the answer to Junior's question, just give us a call again, 866-348-7884.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Gonna save all my money. Oh,
Welcome back to Christian Car Guy Radio. And before we go back to Junior and Mark, I just want to also take just a moment to mention another ministry that we're involved with here that Robbie got started, Jesus Labor of Love. If you can go on to the website, Christian Car Guy or Jesus Labor of Love, great opportunity. That ministry is touching so many people's lives, guys, you wouldn't believe. It used to be just did it for single women with mothers that needed transportation, kind of getting cars repaired and also, you know, assisting them with that process. We've even given away a lot of cars to people who didn't have an automobile, and it's just a great opportunity for somebody to serve. I don't want anybody to take away from their church, but if you're looking to put money somewhere that goes directly into to sharing Christ with people that are certainly in need, Jesus Labor of Love, you can go online, you can do it. If nothing else, just lift up and pray for that ministry. As we're back to NASCAR and getting back to the roots, well, nobody's called in with the other track, in which I did. Well, there is two tracks that used to be in Winston. There was three altogether, counting Bowman Gray. But also, as I was sitting here and we're talking about it and just that deep history and stuff, and part of that is, you know, I wish that people did things. Back then, when I was growing up, it was a family thing to go to the races. I mean, how many times did you do that? It was a family thing for me. Mark, y'all used to be open on Sundays, and it would be after church. We'd load up the station wagon and go up and get a hot dog, and back then had ice cream.
Yep.
Ice cream and watch the airplanes from Smith Reynolds Airport, and that was a big, big thing. But you know what? Stuff that's memories that I'll always remember, and those memories are still there. I mean, there's no reason somebody couldn't load up this afternoon, get the family in the car, and say, "Put your phones up, put your tablets up, let's go up here and just, as a family, have a meal."
That's right.
And you still see some of that. You see people coming through the doors. I know every time I'm up there, it's not unusual for somebody to walk through those doors. They'll say, "I can remember when I was a kid, my dad and mom used to bring me up here, and we'd have." And I'm doing it with my child or my grandchild now. How many of those stories do you hear?
Oh, gosh, a lot. We've been blessed that the generations and generations has come through those doors. I was just telling somebody the other day about a fellow that I'm sure he's passed now, but he was probably 5 or 6 years ago, he was in there. He was actually a photographer here in town, but he was standing there with his son. His son was like 80 years old, and he was 105. And he was getting around better than me, standing there at the counter eating. And I'm like, this is unreal.
Yeah. Okay, we have no medical research to prove this, but it was the hot dog.
That's right. It was some of the Big Ed's hot sauce on it. I always pick with people and say, don't take that COVID shot. Just come up here and we'll get a syringe full of Big Ed's hot sauce and inject it. You'll be fine. Cure all.
Yeah.
I'd be out in the wrecker and in that area sometime, and I was coming back unloaded. I probably took somebody's car home. Daddy called me. He said, "Where you at?" Not telling me. He said, "You close to Poison?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Stop by and get us about 4 hot dogs."
Yeah.
He wanted 4 hot dogs for himself. He didn't include me.
Yeah. Junior got back and said, "Well, where's my 2? No, those aren't
yours." Yeah.
I have want a whole, 2, go back.
Yeah. Well, I have a whole lot of people, too, that come in there and get hot dogs and go out in the car to eat them or on the stumps to eat them or sit up down the tree in the back and think they're gone, you know. The next thing you know,
they're back in another one.
I got a call from the wife, and I told her where I was at. So give me this, which I'm blessed for that. But they'll come up there and sit around and enjoy it, and then all of a sudden they'll get on the phone with somebody and come back in and get a couple more hot dogs or get a box full. Or
going back to the basics. I mean, it's just I want this to sound right when I say it. It's almost going back a moment that you can just go back in a simpler time.
Just
enjoy the atmosphere.
Not be afraid of anything.
You're talking about all the memorabilia I got from up there, you know, from the years past of being involved with NASCAR and Bowman Gray, all the drivers and stuff. They continued to eat with me. And I had one guy walk in there one day and said, "Man, this is a this is a racing museum that sells hot dogs.
Absolutely. So I tell you what, over the next week, if you heard this on the radio, when you go in, say, Mark, I heard you on the radio. That's why I'm here today getting me a hot dog.
And that'd be a blessing to hear that you're listening to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always wished on Saturday night that Bowman Gray would get rained out. And people say, why is that? I say, because Mark Flint brings us the hot dogs he made to put over there. Our whole neighborhood would get hot dogs.
Yeah, because that could be part of my sponsorship. Yeah, part of my sponsorship is to feed my race team, my son-in-law's race team. So if it rains it out, AC and them get
the whole neighborhood, huh?
Yeah.
Don't, if it's raining on Saturday night and there's a race, don't go out to dinner. Just wait. Mark will have it here for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
and
you know, there's one thing I want to do to you real quick about NASCAR, since you're on and here we're here all about us guys are here for Christ and
right.
all. But I do want people to be aware that NASCAR still has the roots when it comes to Christianity. Yeah. As far as you still see the prayer before a race, even at Bowman Gray. You get the national anthem, and you get the racer's prayer, mm-hmm. which Randy Pulliam does a great job with over there. But, I mean, they're still basically, as far as Christianity, they're involved because they have worship service before every race. It's the big races. It's the cup races. They do have a church
and I think as Christians and as the public, it's good for us to acknowledge that, because also it's an encouragement. And it goes back to Junior. I know when you ran your business, it was a Christian base. I mean, you didn't hammer people when they come through the door and stuff. And we talked about doing things with your family. I remember with the junkyards and stuff. Oh, never mind. If I'd have said junkyard, Junior's dad, I was young and I was probably in my teens and 20s. And I would always say, when I go in there, I said, I'm going to write this out, Reynolds Junkyard, just to see AC Sr. get all wound up. He'd be wanting to throw me.
And I hope you don't mind if I do a little advertising for a friend, but you go to Bowman Gray and you see everybody beating and banging on everybody, and you'll go over there and you'll see one of the people over there that loves to beat and bang on you and wants to win, like my son-in-law Tim, is Chris Fleming. And Chris has got his own podcast on Sunday mornings called Live at 8:55, where he does a passage, like a service for Christ, for about 15 to 20 minutes where everybody goes to church. You can get online at Live at 55 and you listen to Chris and his service.
Yeah, I think we, they talk about getting back to the basics. That's one of the things we've kind of, in a way, as Christians and Christianity, we've kind of felt like I don't want to infringe on people
that's
and stuff.
Right.
You know what? That's a fine line. I mean, we need to make sure we're bold. We need to make sure that people see Christ through us. And I think one of the things that I'd written down was that we live a life that honors and glorifies Jesus Christ and points others back to his words of truth in Jesus' powerful name. And I think that should be what sort of fuels us in everything we do. I know that's what, that's the way I'm looking at two guys in front of me. I know that's not just their business, but it's also the way you operate and stuff. And we go back, and I know it's, we talk about cars and saving people money and stuff. But really, if one thing we do for this hour is brought somebody closer to Jesus Christ, then we've been successful. And I'm going to real quick mention again, Fonda Bryant, the online training coming up October 19th. I encourage you to log on and get that. You can just Fonda Bryant, F-O-N-D-A Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. You can just put her name in there and it'll lead you to her Facebook and everything else to get that information. Also her wellnessactionrecovery.org. And if you're able to give a few bucks, I just encourage you to do that, because that allows her to do all that free stuff. If you've got an organization, I encourage you to get in touch with her. Bring her down, let her do a live training session. I'm going to give Junior, Mark, you got about 5 seconds, last word.
Well, it's just been an enjoyable morning. And again, like I say, go to your great church in the morning if you're able to. And, of course, I like to give my church a plug at Poplar Springs in Keene. If you're deciding you need to go somewhere, but take it away, Junior.
Standerville Baptist. Be there if you can. Early service is at 9 and the or 8:45, and sanctuary service is at 11.
This is the Truth Network.